Good afternoon, it's midday. I'm Jeff Field with 2SER News. The New South Wales Ambulance Service is having a busy day as the state swelters through another day of scorching summer conditions. Paramedics responded to about 70 heat-related incidents yesterday, treating patients suffering dizziness, fainting and heat stroke. Yesterday, Penrith broke December records when the mercury topped 44 degrees, and although 42 is forecast for this afternoon, the city and coastal areas will also experience severe heat in the high 30s. A total fire ban has been imposed today for Sydney and the Hunter regions. Banks have vowed to make it easier for customers to cancel their credit cards. They will stop charging statement fees, and borrowers will be alerted when their interest-free period is about to end as part of a new code of conduct. The Australian Bankers Association will today unveil a swag of changes intended to put a greater focus on ethical behaviour in an industry that's copped a backlash from the government. Changes in the code include a commitment to allow customers to close a credit card online rather than needing to do so in a branch or on the phone. The Deputy Prime Minister's decision to strip two of his senior party members of their portfolios has left Coalition MPs gobsmacked. Barnaby Joyce has dumped Victorian Darren Chester from Cabinet, and Queenslander Keith Pitt has been sacked as well. The move has exposed tensions within the Nationals after a messy year for the party, and some MPs are questioning Barnaby Joyce's judgment. Dan Tehan, the incoming Social Services Minister, has told the ABC he'll miss Darren Chester.
I'm a very good friend of Darren's. We go running together when Parliament sits on cold and frosty Canberra winter mornings. He's a man of integrity. It won't be long before he's back.
Overseas now, and China has unveiled plans to set up a national carbon market in a bid to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The BBC's Matt McGrath has this report.
This new market will initially cover power companies who are responsible for around 3 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide. The scheme is a key element in China's attempts to meet their commitments under the Paris Agreement. However, the authorities are taking a very cautious approach. The market is much smaller than planned, and it may be a year before trading begins. And there are worries that if too many pollution permits are issued, the plan could collapse. Despite this, environmentalists have welcomed the move, saying it shows that China is fully committed to curbing carbon.
Back home in the States, chief scientists has warned New South Wales could be plunged into chaos in the event of a large-scale black system power outage similar to the one that debilitated South Australia last year. While finding it's highly unlikely New South Wales would fall victim to a blackout of that scale, a report released by the Energy Security Task Force today has found New South Wales was nevertheless ill-prepared for such a situation.
To SER Sport.
Shane Watson has proved he's back to his devastating best, and he reckons the Sydney Thunder have rediscovered that winning feeling after last night's big bash. Watson was the hero, smashing 74 off 46 as the Thunder scraped home with a 5-wicket victory over the Sixers last night. And the Carolina Panthers have appointed former cheerleader Tina Becker as their new chief operating officer, making her one of the highest-ranking female executives at an NFL team.
2SER weather.
As you've heard, another hot and sticky day, tops of 36 degrees for the coast, 42 in our west, just the chance of an afternoon storm and a late southerly change. Right now it's 38 degrees in the city, 39 degrees at Richmond, 32 at Wollongong and 29 degrees at Katoomba. I'm Jeff Field, and that's the latest 2SER News on 107.3.
There's never a dull moment in American politics.
You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
Join Professor Ed Blakely and myself, Sean Britton, as we dissect all the goings-on in Washington and from sea to shining sea in US of Ed.
So here's a man in critical crisis. This is a guy who wears the title president, but is not a president.
US of Ed is proudly made in the studios of 2SER. Subscribe on iTunes, Wooshka, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are fake news.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's upon the hour to come amongst you and amaze you with absolute, incredible, out-of-this-world-type sounds. Look out. Here we go.
Jumping the gap.
We just got a phone call from one of our listeners with a special request for something real funky.
2SER.
Check it out, baby.
What's that?
It's showtime!
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap Daffy, fracture, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, scuzzy, dreary, irksome, tedious, banal, pointless, smutty world of...
The Gap.
You're tuned to Sydney's 2SER 107.3. Welcome to the Jumping the Gap show. My name's Paris, here with you for a very special show today as we celebrate the imminent arrival in Australia of the one and only Boogie King of Harlem, Mr. Leroy Burgess. He will be playing his first ever Australian shows for the Freedom Time Festival in January, including Sydney's Manning Bar on January 7, alongside Mr. Fingers, Larry Heard, and a whole bunch more. On today's show, therefore, almost 2 hours worth of Leroy Burgess tunes and productions. If you're not familiar with the name, Leroy Burgess, rest assured, if you like disco and boogie, he probably features many times in your music collection, either as a vocalist, keyboardist, producer, or arranger in bands like Log, the Universal Robot Band, Black Ivory, Aleem, High Frequency, and countless other collaborations. I got to talk with Leroy earlier in the week, and you can read the interview on the 2SER website, but I'll give you the heads up on what he had to say throughout today's show. Kicking off here with Same Tears.
Two SER 107.3.
This is the tune Fly Girl by Leroy Burgess. You're tuned to Sydney's 2SER with Paris for the Jumping the Gap show and our Leroy Burgess special. He'll be playing Sydney for the first time ever on January 7th. The prolific producer has been responsible for some of the biggest boogie and disco tunes since the 70s on labels like Sal Soul, Sam, Today Perception, Delight, Streetwise. His solo career boasts tunes like Stranger. And in groups like the Universal Robot Band, he's responsible for classics like Barely Breaking Even, as well as Fonda Rae's Over Like a Fat Rat. I'll try and fit in as many of these tunes as possible today. I'm here with you till 2 p.m. with Leroy Joe Burgess providing the exclusive music motivations throughout.
SER 107.3.
This track now called Heartbreaker from 1983 on the South Soul label. Part of Jumping the Gap's Leroy Burgess special today here on Sydney's 2SER 107.3. Don't go anywhere. Tune to Sydney's 2SER 107.3 for today's Leroy Burgess special. This is a song Leroy wrote and produced for the band Caprice with Sonny Davenport. It's called 100%, and we're 100% Leroy today here on the Jump with the Gap Show.